Hallelujah. Well, saints, can we turn together to a verse in the Bible, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6a. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6a. In verse 6, we'll stop at the phrase, priests to his God and Father. Amen. All together. And from Jesus Christ,
the faithful
witness,
the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler
of the kings of the earth,
to him who loves us.
Released us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, a priest, and Father. Amen. Saints, this morning we have a burden, and that burden is that we would all practice the universal priesthood for the increase in the Lord's recovery. And so we want to read this verse again with the joyful realization that we have been made priests by our Lord Jesus Christ, who has released us from our sins and who loves us. Could we read Revelation 1, 5, and 6 again? 6a. And
Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has released us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father.
Amen. At the beginning of this fellowship, we'd like to give the FM frequencies for those who need translation. For Chinese speaking, we ask that you tune in to 100.1 FM. For Spanish speaking, please tune in to 88.1 FM. And for Korean speaking, please tune in to 107.1 FM. Could we turn to our neighbor and tell our neighbor, you have been released by his blood, he loves you, and you have been made a priest. Blood. Can we say, may we say all together, hallelujah, I'm a priest. Hallelujah, I'm a priest. Saints, we have been made a priest by God. Amen. For his satisfaction. Amen. The topic that we're covering this morning is a follow-up of the fellowship that was given in Anaheim during a blending conference during the dates of April 30th through May 1st. And the subject of that fellowship, where many churches came together, was the increase in the Lord's recovery through the practice of the universal priesthood. Amen. And this morning, we are burdened to see this matter that involves each and every one of us. Amen. And that is that the priesthood is needed for the increase in the church, and the priesthood is needed also for the building up of the church.
Amen.
Where do we see this matter of the increase and the building up being related to the priesthood?
Amen.
Could we read Romans chapter 15, verse 16,
Amen.
To see the connection of the priesthood to the increase? Romans chapter 15 and 16.
Amen.
Chapter 15, verse 16.
Amen.
All together. Can we have the sisters read that?
Amen.
In this particular verse, we see that we are laboring priests of the gospel of God. Amen. We are priests of the gospel. Amen. And this gospel involves proclaiming the good news of God's purpose, not only to unbelievers, but to believers, that the Gentiles might be sanctified in the Holy Spirit and made acceptable to God. For the increase in the church in Los Angeles, there is the need of a group of people who live as priests of the gospel of God. So in this verse, we see that the increase and the priesthood are linked together. By our being priests in the gospel, we gain the increase for God's purpose. Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. And we'll read verses 1 through 5. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. All together. Evil speakings, as newborn babes,
long for the guileless milk of the word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation.
If you have tasted
that the Lord is good,
coming to him a living stone, rejected by men, God chosen and precious, you yourselves also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God
through Jesus Christ.
In Romans 15:16, we see the increase of the church through our living as priests in the gospel of God. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, we see that we also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood. So our living as priests in the priesthood, that is, in a body of priests, is in parallel, is in apposition, is equal to the spiritual house being built up. And so the priesthood is needed both for the increase and both for the building up of the church.
Amen.
Saints, we are all priests of the gospel of God.
Amen.
And we are all priests being built up together into a spiritual house.
Amen.
As a body of priests.
Amen.
This view of being a priest is something that's such a blessing to our human life, our Christian life, and our church life. In all of our living, in all of our service, we should have a priestly living, a priestly service. Some may say that to be a priest is to be a professional worker of God. We may say that there is some work for God in being a priest, but the primary purpose and function of a priest is not to work for God. Rather, it's to contact God.
Amen.
It's to be filled with God.
Amen.
And it's to be possessed by God.
Amen.
Can you turn to your neighbor and say, my being a priest is to contact, be filled, and be possessed by God. If you look in the Old Testament, there were two orders of the priesthood. There was the priesthood according to the order of Aaron, and there was the priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek. Aaron went from man with man's problems to God, bearing the names of the children of Israel on his shoulders and on his breast, in strength and in love. Whenever we write down the names of persons we are burdened for, and we bring them to God in prayer, we are exercising our priestly service according to the order of Aaron. The order of Melchizedek, we see that Melchizedek didn't go from man to God. Rather, he went from God to man.
Amen.
And he ministered to Abraham bread and wine. So when we go from man to God, mentioning the needs of man, our own human needs, the needs of those who are around us, the unbelievers, the friends, the neighbors, the fellow students, the colleagues of work, and we bring them to God, and we bring their needs to God, then we are exercising the order of Aaron. But then, in such a fellowship with the Lord, something divine gets imparted into us, and we become filled with God, saturated with God, and possessed by God. In this way, being mingled with God, we can minister something of God that is bread and wine to our fellow man. So with these two aspects, we wanted to mention that our burden is to cover three main points with regard to how to exercise our priesthood in the church in Los Angeles. Number one, the way to exercise our priesthood in the church in Los Angeles is to come to the Lord and spend time with Him. Amen. Number two, the way to exercise our priestly service is to pray with a companion for the Lord's purpose on this earth. Amen. For wherever two or three are gathered into His name, there He is in our midst. Amen. And then number three, what Brother Stephen will share, is that the third way to exercise our priestly service is to practice the God-ordained way. Amen. That God-ordained way is seen in the verses we read. With begetting, we saw the newborn babes. With nourishing, they long for the milk of the word. With perfecting, that is, they're brought all the way unto the salvation of their souls. Amen. And also with building, that is, we as priests are being built up as a spiritual house. I would just say something brief on the first two points. Saints, in the city of Los Angeles, few things are more critical and few things get more sidestepped than having a personal time with the Lord. May the Lord grant us in this city, which has been ranked as one of the most stressful cities to live in the United States, to carve out time to be with the Lord. Amen. In Psalm 42, it says, as the hart pants after the streams of water, so pants my soul after thee, O God. Amen. Could we not spend some time alone with the Lord to seek His very presence? Coming not mainly for answers to prayer, but coming to enjoy the presence of God. Amen. Just as the heart, that's H-A-R-T, which signifies an adult male deer. Just as the heart longs for the streams of water, we need a time every morning, or if morning doesn't work for you, every afternoon, to come and spend time with the Lord Jesus in His presence. I appreciate this question. How much of my living has the Lord's presence in it? How much of my service has the Lord's living presence? Saints, may we carve out time in this busy city of Los Angeles with so many needs that we have and so many problems to set everything aside and come and drink of the living God. Amen. Morning by morning, we can taste of the Lord, drink of the Lord. And then that phrase ends with, in Psalm 42, when shall I appear before God? Saints, we need a time every morning to do nothing else but to appear before God. And nothing frustrates our time with the Lord more than distracting thoughts during our time with Him alone. And the way to deal with these distracting thoughts are three ways. Number one, when these thoughts come, realize they're in the principle of 2 Corinthians 11, that just as Eve was beguiled by Satan, so also our thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity which is toward Christ. Amen. Therefore, when a thought comes, it's a good thought. It's a valuable thought. It's a precious thought. It's a thought about your work, about your future, about what you're going to do next in the day. Recognize that that's a distraction from Satan to distract you from your beloved. Since it's from Satan, we don't need to confess the thought. We merely need to reject the thought and come back to the Lord right away.
Amen.
Secondly, we enjoy the Lord and are safe from distracting thoughts by musing on the Lord. For sure, we want to finish the task of morning revival. And many times in my busy day, my conscience is only at peace after I've read something of morning revival. But saints, the Lord wants something more. He wants us to spend time with Him.
Amen.
So we should spend time in silence with the Lord, in the Lord's presence, enjoying the Lord Himself to drink of God.
Amen.
Not until we've drunk of the Lord, we've contacted the Lord, and we've enjoyed His presence, are we brought into 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, which is coming to Him, a living stone. He was rejected by men, but with us, He is chosen and precious.
Amen.
Could we not risk an extra 1 or 2 minutes after we felt like we've done our duty with morning revival to say, Lord, I just want to spend time with You. Fill me with Your loving presence.
Amen.
Give me to drink the streams of the living water, which is just Yourself.
Amen.
And then I'll read the last point. Well, for time's sake, I'll just speak the last point. And that is, of the 2 points, of the 3 points, the second point is that we should pray with a companion. In this matter of increase, we should recognize never to do anything alone, independently. The gospel preaching was not meant to be preached alone. Rather, we should have a companion.
Amen.
Saints, have you found a companion?
Amen.
To pray with? That prayer together for God's purpose is promised, is answered by the Lord by His being in our midst.
Amen.
And so we enjoy the Lord's presence alone in the morning in silence to drink of the Lord. And we enjoy the Lord's presence together as companions for the sake of the Lord's increase on this earth.
Amen.
Brother Stephen will continue with the last of the 3 points on living the priesthood for God's increase.
How about just tell your neighbor again, you are a priest. Amen. So like Brother Donnie mentioned, if you've been washed by the Lord's blood, you are a priest. And then secondly, priests are related to this matter of increase and building. Increase and building. Just ask your neighbor, what were the 2 points that Brother Donnie emphasized just now that show what priests need to do? All right? Ask the person next to you. Okay. These 2 points, hopefully you remember this. You have to remember these points. Number one was what? Carve out time to spend with the Lord.
Amen.
All right? In this busy city, so much going on, we have to fight for that time.
That's right.
To remain before the Lord, be saturated, possessed by Him. Okay, secondly, what was the second point? Pray with a companion.
Amen.
All right? Pray regularly. Be built up with that one. Pray for the Lord's move. Now, the third point is based on the first two. If we don't have the first 2 points, we cannot have the third point. We need to spend time with the Lord. We need to be companionized to pray regularly with others. And based on that, we can then take God's way to build up the church. God's way, all right? What is God's way, God's ordained way that He sets forth in the Bible for us to build the church? What is this way? It's 4 steps. Brother Donnie mentioned it. All right? The first step, in order to build the church, there needs to be materials for the church. That's us,
yeah,
the people. And the first step is begetting.
Right.
All right, remember this word, beginning. This word means not just converting, but beginning. That means we help people to receive another life,
Amen.
To get born again.
Amen.
And we beget people through the preaching of the gospel. All right, this is Matthew 28:19. I'll just read the first part of this word of commission. Right? This says, go.
Amen.
Matthew 28:19, go.
Amen.
Go, therefore, and disciple the nations.
Amen.
We have a wonderful opportunity in Los Angeles because the nations are right here.
Amen.
In our backyard.
Amen.
Our neighbors, our campuses, our work.
Amen.
The nations are all here. We need to go. And disciple the nations, speaking the gospel to them, to turn sinners into sons of God.
Amen.
So this is the first step of the way that God shows us to build up the church. The second step, so the first word is what?
Beginning,
all right? The first step. The second step is the word nourishing, all right? Nourishing. And just like the Lord commissioned us in Matthew 28:19, he also commissioned Peter in John 21. And he said, Peter, do you love me? Feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep.
Amen.
There was another commission. So first, go and disciple. Preach the gospel.
Amen.
Turn sinners into sons of God.
Amen.
Secondly, nourish.
Amen.
Feed my lambs.
Amen.
Feed them with the word.
Amen.
And this should primarily be done in twos and threes with visitation.
Amen.
All right? Those companions that we're praying with. We're praying for specific ones who maybe they haven't received the Lord. We're praying for them to receive the Lord. Maybe they received the Lord. Maybe they haven't been in contact with the Lord for a while. Well, we need to visit them.
Amen.
Based on our prayer with our companion, we need to visit them and supply them and nourish them
Amen.
with the words of life.
Amen.
All right, so this is the second step. Beginning and then nourishing, okay? The third word is perfecting. Perfecting. This word means in Ephesians, this word is mentioned in Ephesians 4, where it mentions the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
The perfecting of the saints. And this word doesn't just mean that we need to correct someone for if they're doing the wrong thing, we need to tell them to do the right thing. That's not what this means. This word means supplying the functions. This word is related to functioning. So, yes. We need to help someone receive the Lord. Then we need to help them get nourished. Then we need to help them to function.
Amen.
And of course, we can't be doing this if we ourselves are not in these steps. If we're not being nourished, it's really hard to help someone else get nourished. If we're not doing our best to function, then it's not that easy to help someone else to function. But this perfecting, where is this done? This is mainly done in the small group meetings. All right? So we have our individual times with the Lord. We have prayer with our companions, and then we have the small group meetings, all right, house to house, day by day. These are opportunities for us to function,
Amen.
To be perfected,
Amen.
To supply the functions of one another, and the goal, and just like there was a commission, Matthew 28, John 21, the Lord is very strong. Go, feed, all right? There is this commission in 2 Corinthians 13:11. Where Paul says, finally, brothers, rejoice. Be perfected.
Amen.
Be perfected, all right? There is a commission in the Bible that we need to be perfected. All right. So, beget, nourish, perfecting. And then the last one is building. It's building. That's the goal.
Amen.
The goal is the building of the church.
Amen.
The Lord said, just like the priests, all of their service was in the context of the tabernacle.
Right?
The building. And today, our service as priests is in the context of God's building, which is the church.
Amen.
Right? The Lord said, I will build my church.
Amen.
We will build his church. So how does this building take place? Well, 1 Corinthians 14, in verse 4, it says, he who prophesies builds up the church.
Amen.
He who prophesies. What does it mean to prophesy? To prophesy does not merely mean to foretell the future.
Right.
Prophesying means just to speak for the Lord.
Amen.
To speak forth the Lord and to speak the Lord into other people.
Amen.
Now, it's important that this prophesying is based on... If we have the first step, begetting, then nourishing, and then perfecting, and then consummately prophesying for the building up of the church. All right? This is God's goal. We have to make it here. We have to do our best to help one another, to pray for one another, to speak for the Lord and speak forth the Lord. And I want to read this short little excerpt, all right? This is from a book called The Riches and Fullness of Christ and the Advanced Recovery of the Lord Today from Brother Lee. All right, here it is. In order for the saints to prophesy, they need to enjoy the Lord's word every day and be filled with the Lord's word. All right, we need to be filled with the Lord's word. If we want to have an overcoming church life, we need to live this life of morning revival. Right, Brother Donnie, right? Spend that time with the Lord. For this reason, we must help the brothers and sisters live this life of revival and overcoming every day. If we want to be those who are building the church, it starts with our being revived every day. Every morning, we need to have some enjoyment. All right? Enjoyment. And every morning, we need to soak ourselves in the Lord's word and be filled and saturated by the Lord's word. After 6 days, we will surely have a rich reaping. By the weekend, we can compile our inspirations into a composition for prophesying. On the Lord's Day, we can bring this composition to the meeting. We should not read or recite it, but should speak it out with our spirit, speak out with our spirit what we have prepared. This is to prophesy. Now listen to this. We can prophesy this way, week after week, for 52 weeks in a year. The supply of the Lord's word will then be rich among us. How about that? How about in all of our meetings, the supply of the Lord's word will be rich? This is my favorite sentence here. When everyone is supplied and edified, the problems and difficulties of the saints will be solved spontaneously. Do you have problems? Difficulties? Well, if we live this kind of life, helping each other to spend time with the Lord, pray with companions, get into the Word, beget, nourish, perfect, then when we come together, the supply will be rich. Amen. All the problems and difficulties of the saints will be solved spontaneously through the supply of the rich Word. And the church will be built up. Amen. This is the way that the Lord has shown us today. Amen. This is the way. So it's not just about it's prophesying, that's building, but it's based on all of those four going steps. Just little by little, we need to just do the best that we can to enter into this way for the building up of the church. That's what we do as priests. Now, of course, like as Donnie mentioned, our fellowship is based on a meeting of all the churches in Southern California at the end of April and the beginning of May. We had our last time here at LA Tratech together as the church in Los Angeles. That was May 22nd. And we fellowship along these lines of increase, all right? Yeah. Then, at the end of May, there was another conference, the Memorial Day Conference, which again touched this matter of increase, all right? So this is continuing this fellowship. At that time, on May 22nd, we decided to make a goal of increasing the church in Los Angeles 15%. Amen. All right, 15%, 15. And at that time, the average attendance of those meeting on Lord's Day in the church in Los Angeles, if you put together all the halls and all the districts, at that time, in April 2016, our average was about 560 saints. 560. And a 15% increase would be about 650. So our goal was by April 2017 to increase to 650 as our average number gathering together on Lord's Day mornings in Los Angeles. Now, some encouraging news. All right, if you look at our attendance statistics from this first two Lord's Days in October. October 2nd and October 9th, and if you put it together and average it, our average attendance was 635. Amen. All right? So from April 2016 until May. Sorry, from May. That was May. We had the meeting in May. We had the statistics are from April. So from April all the way till now, 6 months, we're growing.
Amen.
The Lord is increasing. All right, that's very encouraging. But there's still much to be done. Of course, our goal is not just to get bodies in our meetings. Our goal is all of these things. It's that we all would be priests. That would be we would be functioning. That we would be nourished. We'd be perfected. We'd be building. And because our goal is not just large numbers. Our goal is the building of the church. It's the building up of the church. And we've already had wonderful problems of running out of space in meeting halls. And many districts and halls are dividing into are dividing into multiplying into districts, because which also allows more saints to prophesy.
Amen.
And build the church. All right, we need more opportunities for brothers and sisters with our increasing numbers to be able to participate in the building of the church. And now we'd like to have a number of testimonies just from different halls. We'll start with our campuses. So maybe those who are from UCLA, USC, and Cal State Northridge, you can come. We just have different testimonies of how the Lord's been increasing among us. And you have 4 minutes each. 4 minutes each. And then after they finish, we'll have the piano.
4 minutes per group.
Four minutes per group. Sorry, not per person. That's right. 4 minutes per group. And then after 4 minutes, maybe the piano can just give us a short note, which means your time is up. And then we'll just pray. All right? Well, after each testimony, we'll just have 30 seconds of prayer with our neighbor, and then we'll keep moving. Amen. Okay, so after the campus testimonies are finished, we have the Korean Bible clubs. So after they are done, maybe the next group of people can come up. The Korean Bible clubs, Hall 3, Hall 2, and Hall 4. All right? So after they're done, the rest of the testimonies can come up, and then we'll conclude with some announcements.
Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest.
Amen. Hi, I'm Amy. I'm a second year at UCLA. This is my friend Jackie from junior high, and now she's my sister in college who got baptized last week.
Amen.
We really enjoy this verse during our Bible readings throughout the week. Coming in fall quarter, I asked her to come to meetings because over the summer she told me that she felt that she was empty. There was nothing to satisfy her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to bring her to meetings, but she didn't seem open. But the only meeting she was open to was the small group.
Mm-hmm.
And through this small group, we were able to become a vital group.
Amen.
And actually, our small group meetings were not a lot of readings or like times to read, but we were just learning to be related to one another and to pray with one another.
Amen.
And through these times, I was able to open up to my small group about Jackie, how I really was praying for her.
Amen.
And even though Jackie did not want to come to other meetings, the saints always encouraged me to pray for her with each other.
Amen.
And spontaneously, Sister Ruth just gave Jackie a Bible, and then that led our small group to enter the Word together.
Amen.
And through these times, we came across Matthew 11:28, and Jackie really enjoyed that verse and was even considering to be baptized.
Amen.
So I'm just so encouraged that from the support of my small group, I was able to care for Jackie and pray for her. And I really feel like vital groups are so needed to bring new ones in.
Amen. Amen. And I just enjoyed this verse also. I didn't know it was what was working in Jackie, but even as one who has been in the church life and has been saved for a while, just to come to the Lord has been such a salvation. And I have a verse I've enjoyed. The priest, just let the Lord bear you.
Amen.
And then be linked to others. I'm so appreciative for the students. Also Elijah bringing students into our home and getting connected with students so that we can function as priests.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. At UCLA, we've been endeavoring in the last few months to labor in smaller groups. as was the burden with that conference a while ago. And typically, these small groups consist of some a full-timer with some students, typically a two or three students. And we've been endeavoring to be built up together so that when the new year comes with the new freshmen coming in, we'd be built up as little nets, vital nets to catch the freshmen alive. And actually, my testimony is, you know, a year ago, I came from South Africa and started serving the Lord here full time. And even though I was so involved with a lot of church service and serving full time on the team, being a lot of saints' homes, I felt like I wasn't built up. I wasn't built up with anyone. And I started getting undersupplied, getting dried, and I just couldn't, pinpoint it at first. But later I realized, you know what, Hannes, you're not built up with anyone. And so I started endeavoring to get together with one of the brothers and just once a week to pray together, to fellowship together, to release my burden to him. And through this brother, I got connected to a couple more students. And we started endeavoring to get together, to pray together, just once a week. And I would say that was the main fight. Amen. The main fight was to be built up. Amen. The main fight was to get together with this brother. Amen. Even though I see this brother a lot, to actually get a time to pray with him was a fight. And I realized that is the main fight. And once we started to have these prayer times, the Lord was able to start adding day by day, Amen. To start adding those who are being saved. Amen. And I realized, Lord, it doesn't really matter so much how we preach the gospel, what we do, if we're eloquent, or our techniques or methods. But really, we want to be those who endeavor to be built up with somebody. Amen. Then the Lord will bless that one accord. Amen. And the fruit will just come in. It's, so this is, anyway, my testimony. Jake.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey. This is Hannes, Roland, and Mike. So we've been meeting together as a small core vital group since the beginning of the year. And we started just getting into the truth together, reading the ministry, reading the word. But it was really during this summer that we picked up the burden of contacting the freshmen in a group, especially with the orientation sessions. So in the summer, we just got together regularly, weekly, to pray together, to fellowship with one another, and to see just how each other is doing, you know. Our first meeting started with praying about one another's Bible reading, about one another's morning time with the Lord. And that was really good, to enter into one another's situation, to follow one another's spirit even. So through this being built together in prayer, we were able to contact and follow up with the freshmen in twos and threes. Yeah, I appreciate it. Just visiting the freshmen with these brothers. You know, Hannes had us in his home for dinner with two freshmen this week. I visited some freshmen with Roland, bringing them boba, and then visited some freshmen with Mike, just reading Ephesians together with the freshmen. Just really appreciated of being able to labor in the groups. There's one more brother in our group named Matt who can't make it today, but he and I visited two freshmen together. We went to get ice cream near campus, and we invited them to our freshman fall retreat, which is a retreat for the freshmen. And really, the freshmen, they really appreciated the time, just being able to spend time with the believers, being able to get into the Word together. And we were in the groups, we were just fellowshipping together. And that was just really normal and enjoyable. So just wanted to testify that with these groups, we get strengthened and we get encouraged to even bear remaining fruit for the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. My name is Michael, and I serve at the campus at USC. And really, I've actually only been in the church life, I was counting yesterday, about 3 years fully, and this is my fourth year now. So my testimony really is God's mercy that I'm here, and also the prayer of the saints in the companionships. So I met the saints my freshman year, had a Bible study with them, and it was really awesome. I really enjoyed it, but I took a little break and explored some riches that USC promised to offer. And so I stopped meeting with the saints for about a year and a half to 2 years. And sometimes I would run into this to the saints on campus that I had Bible studies with, and you know, try to set up a time, but never really did. But just through some personal situations, I ended up coming back to start having meeting with the saints again, and began to go to home meetings sporadically. The ministry meeting, like the third meeting that we would have on campus back then, sporadically. But it wasn't until the spring that I went on a spring break trip, saw the body for the first time, and I entered into the church life. Then I went to the training a year after that, and then graduated, and now serving here back at USC. And so I can really testify that there were some who were companions praying for me throughout those times, especially when I was not meeting with the saints. And so my testimony is really to encourage y'all, don't give up. It could take a year, 2 years, 3 years, but if you keep praying for these ones, they could come back. And so I also want to share a little bit about the gospel that we've been going out on the gospel this semester here at USC. And USC really is a dark campus. But as we pray together and going out on the gospel, we're bringing light to that campus. And what we've really been practicing is praying simultaneously as we go out on the gospel. And even not just praying like off campus, but even on campus, in the center of campus, so that we can have prayer, covering of the prayer, and then also people going out and contacting people. So we've met sinners who, we met this one guy, his name's Rebbe. He's a Muslim, and he grew up in that, and he just had a realization that he is missing something. He's not satisfied. And when we came to him, it seemed like a sequence of events that the Lord has kept bringing Christians to him and pointing them to this direction. And so we had another time with him, and he was able to call on the Lord. Amen. He received the Lord, and we're still praying for him that we'd have regular times with him. But, you know, we brought light to this person. And then another we met also believers. This guy, his name is Ryan. He's a really solid believer, really loves the truth. And we met him on one of the first weeks on campus. And people were praying for us, and as we were talking to him, we just had really good fellowship. And we've met with him every week ever since. Not only with just the full-timers, but a student has come in and helped care for this one. And also he's come to some home meetings as well. And so really we're bearing this one in a corporate way. And then finally there's another testimony of this other sister named Elisa. She's a senior. And really we met her one of the first weeks going out with the trainees. And she was actually backsliding. She was questioning her faith. But the trainees brought light to this one. We had people praying again for her. And then now a full-timer is caring for her. And she's been coming to the college meetings almost every week. And so we're really looking to the Lord how to connect her with a home. But so far with our experiences on the gospel, it's been really sweet praying together, going on the gospel in a corporate way, and even bearing these ones in a corporate way. So I want to encourage you all to keep praying with your companions and keep contacting people.
My name is Dimna, and I serve in the campus at CSUN. The CSUN's direction this semester has been going from one big meeting in a home to many small groups in many different homes. And we're endeavoring this to have it on Fridays, but not only on Fridays, even on throughout the week. And on Wednesday time, we have this is our Wednesday small group. And it's really small. It's just four of us. And we're all, four of us are all taking care of one new one. And she's not here today because she has a class. This small group, we started by having a need. Because there was a need, I was burdened for a student to be in a home. And I visited Sister Hermie, and I just opened up to her this burden, and we prayed for it. And then she responded by opening her home. Since then, she opened her home last semester. And then praise the Lord, we're continuing it this semester. It's not that we have arrived there, but we're just endeavoring. We're learning and we're practicing to know one another more in spirit, to love one another, and to care for one another, to really be vitalized.
Amen. My name's Avi. I'm a senior at Cal State Northridge. I was just realizing that at Lord's Table, there's so many saints that I recognize, and maybe I know their names, but that's all. we've been having a small group meeting at Sister Hermes for 2 months now, and it's really sweet. Before, I only knew Sister Hermie as Micah's mom. Now I know Sister Hermie as Sister Hermie. Yeah, I just appreciate that these small group meetings, they're perfect. It's like the Lord is forming the perfect environment for Him to work in us and work through us.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Kanaya. I'm also a senior in a season. I just want to share the one of the new ones that are coming to the Wednesday night. She's from Japan, and she's an international student. So whenever we have a meeting, like, I'm so, you know, consider if she's really understand or not. But I'm so appreciate that, because since it's small, like, we can stop whenever we want. So, and I just stop the meeting and ask her, what did you enjoy, or what do you understand? Or what you really understand, or like something like that. Yeah, and also that's a question I always ask her, but I cannot like really one more step to like ask her. Oh, you don't want you want to pray like one sentence. Like I cannot like really say it like in my personality, I think. But anyways, I'm so appreciate that there are like three sisters who are actually supporting me to, you know, to say to her that, oh, do you want to pray one sentence? Or, like, kind of encourage her to pray together. Mm-hmm. And then, sorry, I just really appreciate that, like, I'm not the one that only take care of her, but also that those sisters who are also burdened to take care of her. I just want to share one verse, Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider one another, so as to incite one another to love and good works.
Amen.
Amen. My name is Sister Hermie. The Lord opened our home for a home meeting every Wednesday when Sister Dimna visited me and then shared her burden, and we start to fellowship. And from then on, every Tuesday, we have a regular companionized praying together. Amen. And then we start to pray together, and the Lord opened our way to have a home meeting in our place.
Amen.
Also, I recently started with Sister Kanai reading together with about concerning the urgent needs about the vital group, and it's an enjoyment. I just want to share my experience too, because at first I was so anxious about I don't know how to connect with the college one, but then it's really an enjoyment.
Amen.
That when Dimna starts coming and start to help in preparation, and then later on see Abby come and Kanai and even the new one help me in the working in the kitchen, so everybody's are working together. Amen. And then I realize that there's nothing to be anxious.
Amen.
But because they are not my guests or they are not my visitor, they are my family in the church.
Amen.
So praise the Lord that through this I realize that they are my, they are family. Amen.
Amen.
They are my family. That with a normal conversation, dinner time, we experience that through the sharing fellowship, singing, and there is a love and care and the shepherding to one another.
Amen.
So I encourage everyone to pray and open your home to college students for them to have a family in a spiritual life, so that they can build up together, so that they could bring to the from the small meeting to bring them to a big meeting.
Amen.
So may the Lord have a heart desire to touch your heart to open a home meeting.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. My name is Timothy Park from Holwon. Today, I want to share with you the Korean Bible Club that I'm currently serving at. In the mercy of God, I was regenerated in 2012, and I recovered church life in 2013. And even till now, I'm still receiving blessing from the Lord and nourishment from the old brother and sisters. Since I started the church life, I had a desire to read the Bible with the young worker ones in Koreatown, because I sing them every day. You know what? I have been working in Koreatown for 20 years. And the Lord opened the way. We were able to form the Bible club at Koreatown. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We are able to Bible study every week with the Recovery Version Bible.
Amen.
While I was nourishing them, I also was nourished and perfected from them.
Amen.
In order to feed and teach them, I had to feed myself and pursue the Bible first.
Amen.
The more I spent time with the Lord, my love for the Lord grew deeper and deeper.
Amen.
And there's not it. There's more. The Lord moved to my home. He's so amazing. My wife and I were totally different. Even though we were recovered, we had so many different opinions. Maybe you know what I'm saying. But now, guess, every morning, we practice morning revival and pray together.
Amen.
Also, my kids read the Bible every morning.
Amen.
And at least every morning, my family come together as one.
Amen.
And eventually, we'll build up the fall of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Thankfully, through the Bible Club, the Lord keep gaining young working ones in Koreatown and also perfecting my family too.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
My name is Lena Kim. I'm a first-termer trainee at full-time FTTA. I want to testify what God has done through the Bible Club that we had in Koreatown. Before going to the training, I was laboring with Korean-speaking working saints to preach the gospel to people in Koreatown. And we opened up Bible Club in 2014 to contact people, and it's Bible Club has been a great means to actually contact people and preach the gospel. We brought in many of our friends and coworkers, and out of so many people, we gained one sister, and she's now an active functioning member in the body, and her name is Emily Kwan, and she's now serving children's meeting today. sowing the gospel seed into her, we built human and affectionate relationship with her. And as she opened her heart toward us, she started to come to our home meetings, and she started to enjoy the word, the truth. She touched the spirit and finally got baptized into the Lord's name.
Amen.
And now as our companion, she's building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
What's amazing is that as we walked in this God-ordained way, God did not only gain the sister Emily, but he gained us more. I realized that I was brought into function and more vitalized. And then praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now I'm in the training to learn more about God-ordained way.
Amen.
And this sisters for those who were in the same Bible club pursuing the Lord in the training together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, what he has accomplished and is working.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, we are from Hall 3. I'm Sister Yalin, a UCLA graduate student. In the Chinese speaking perfecting training last summer, I consecrated to the Lord to preach the gospel on UCLA campus 2 hours per week. In the first week, a partner and I prayed that we can meet at least one person who is open to the gospel. To our surprise, in just 1 hour, we met 10 sons of peace. Hallelujah. One of them told us that he has strong interest into the gospel, but he had never heard gospel in Chinese in the 4 years he's been in UCLA. I feel so bad and realized that I owe so much to God. I should pray. I should share the gospel on campus. In the past 3 weeks, more and more brothers and sisters joined us, and the Lord gave us more contacts. Last Friday, when we preached the gospel on campus to two students, a friend of them passed by and directly joined our conversation. Praise the Lord, all these three students went to our home meeting at that night.
Amen.
Now I really enjoy going on campus to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm Sister Karen. I'm a graduate student at UCLA. Before I came to U.S., I heard the gospel once in Singapore, but I didn't take it seriously. Last September, when I first arrived in L.A., two brothers in Hall 3 picked me up at the airport and shared the gospel with me. I then started reading the Bible and was deeply touched by God's words, and I soon got baptized last October. During this past year, I was supplied and nurtured by brothers and sisters and enjoyed the richness in the body. In the summer, I participated in the Chinese speaking perfecting training in New York State. I was impressed by God's move around the world. Amen. And was burdened to cooperate with Him through my prayers. Since then, two sisters who live with me and I consecrate our time to pray for new ones 3 times a week for 15 minutes each time. We wrote down on a whiteboard in our kitchen all the names that were on our hearts so that we could pray for each one's contact.
Amen.
Thanks, Lord. During this practice, three new ones join in our home meetings every week.
Amen.
And we ourselves are enjoying the oneness of the spirits and are being built up in love. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm Brother Yan Chao Yang. So I'm a PhD student in UCLA. So I first heard about the gospel when I was when I was studying in Saudi Arabia in 2012. And 2 years ago, I moved here to for my PhD. And Brother Hong Chang picked me up in the airport and shared the gospel with me. And that was the second time I heard about the gospel. And 1 week later, I got baptized. And but I have been enjoying Lord's words. I've been enjoying Lord's words in last since I've been saved. But there wasn't too much being built up inside me. So I joined the prayer reading vital group with Brother Hong Chang and the phone. I felt after reading those words, there was something being changed in my mind and inside me. And my thoughts, my concepts were also being gradually changed. And every day, every morning, I can feel the reeling of myself. So I participated the summer training and also the Chinese speaking perfecting training in July this year. During this training, I fully consecrated myself to the Lord with the burden to contact the new students coming to UCLA. So we start participating the 3 times training a week with companions. So during the last 3 months, we did pick up airport pickups for more than 120 new students to come into UCLA, and we have been also praying for them by names, and we have invited them to our home meetings and meetings with the, and some of them even got saved. Thanks to the Lord for His kindness and giving us new ones such that we can be built up in His love. Hallelujah.
Hi, I'm Paul Herman.
Mark Anderson.
And this is?
Mark Anderson.
Okay. I live just a little bit north of Hall 2, and Mark lives about an hour north in the Antelope Valley. About 12 years ago, I reached out to Mark, and at that time, I was not doing very well in the church life. I would say that I was struggling, and I felt very isolated from the fellowship. And I think Mark would be safe to say Mark felt the same way, that he was struggling in the church life and that he also was isolated. So, you know, there's a verse that says, I will not break a bruised reed and I will not quench smoking flax. I think Mark and I fit the category of being bruised reeds. But, you know, it's very interesting when you take two bruised reeds. A bruised reed does not produce any music. That's the purpose of a reed. But if you take two bruised reeds and they begin to contact the Lord together, amen. Hallelujah, there's music. Amen. And so about 12 years ago, Mark and I began just to spend time together on the phone. And at first we just began by, you know, getting nourishment, praying some, getting the word. Over time, more and more, our whole time together has been prayer. It is prayer for the Antelope Valley. And again, part of the prayer, because Mark lives in the Antelope Valley. So I think over time, we just have a blended burden. I picked up the burden from the Antelope just by being together with Mark. Then also, because I'm related with ones with Cal State Northridge, and there's ones from Cal State Northridge from the work there that live in the Antelope Valley. So together, Mark and I, we pray for these ones. And it's so sweet, not only this burden that's with Mark and I, it's spread to others, and that's a real blended work. And so there's just a burden for what the Lord's doing there. And there's a couple that came from Cal State Northridge. They live up there. And they moved right near Antelope Valley College, AVC. And they want to open their home to the students. And it's very sweet. So the prayers, we've started now have a regular home meeting in the Antelope Valley just once a month. But we believe that the Lord has many blossoms on the tree. Amen. And these tree and these blossoms and these buds and blossoms will become fruit.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord for the vital team members that we have. Amen. If you don't have a vital member that you pray with, you need to get one. Amen. It's incredible what's happened. To say I was a bruised reed or a smoking flask was, well, a little bit of an overstatement. I was mostly dead. I was mostly just dead in spirit and going from day to day. And praise the Lord that through the prayer and having a vital one, things have happened in the Antelope Valley. I started off from my house this morning and left at 7:15, and I didn't get here until a quarter to nine. So, and that's still L.A. The Antelope Valley is L.A. There's no antelope there, but praise the Lord, there's saints there. There's saints there, and the Lord is bringing these saints together. I've been just, we've gone over the overlaying of the boards with the gold, right? And there is a process that takes gold and adheres to a metal object in either liquid or air. And that can happen when you have a vital person. You will gain the Lord. Amen. The piano has sounded. I will say, praise the Lord. Amen.
Well, saints, we hope that you're encouraged. Amen. From the speaking, from the brothers and from all of the testimonies, we would all endeavor to enter into what we've been hearing. To carve out time in our busy schedules to contact the Lord every day. Amen. To link ourselves with another vital companion to begin to pray for the Lord, Amen. For the Lord's move. And to begin to practice begetting, nourishing, perfecting, and building in the areas that we live in here in Los Angeles. Amen. This is such a wonderful and healthy word. I hope you're encouraged. How about we spend another 20 seconds with our neighbor to just pray over this healthy word? Amen. Amen.